The foreign minister of Afghanistan's opposition, Northern Alliance, met with reporters in Tajikistan today. NPR's Ivan Watson is in Dushanbe, Tajikistan's capital. He joins us by phone. Hi, Ivan.
Hi there.
What did the foreign minister have to say?
Well, he suggested that there will be some kind of development in the near future, something dramatic. He said that there will be some reaction from the International Alliance Against Terrorism, and that that reaction should come in a matter of days. Now, he would not specify what exactly that was, if that was a large-scale military operation. He would not mention that. He did, however, add that the United Front, the Northern Alliance, has been having frequent, almost daily contact with Washington, both with delegates on the ground in Washington, between the United Front and somebody in Washington, and Northern Afghanistan and Washington. Again, he would not specify who those contacts were in Washington, whether they were civilian leaders, military leaders. When asked whether or not he could confirm reports of American special forces in Afghanistan, the United Front's foreign minister said, to the best of his knowledge, there were no Americans in land controlled by the United Front. But that is just about 10% of Afghanistan. That leaves an awful lot of that country that he cannot speak for.
Tell us a little bit about the refugee situation. Many in Afghanistan have tried to flee the country, many heading to Pakistan, but some have tried to enter Tajikistan. Are they being received, and what kind of reception are they getting?
The government of Tajikistan, the people of Tajikistan, do not want refugees here. It's the sentiment on the street, and it's the sentiment from officials. In fact, there is a group of some 10,000 refugees that are just outside of the border of Tajikistan, according to the UN, living on floodplains, who are receiving some support from the UN. They've been there for almost a year. The UN is preparing for the possibility of some 50,000 refugees heading north from Afghanistan into Tajikistan. They've made a donor appeal to help those people, but at this time, the Tajiks say, we can't take them in. We're an impoverished country. We're still reeling from a bloody civil war that took place during the last decade. They just ended a rebel insurgency a few months ago, and they say they can't handle an influx of refugees.
And very briefly, might there be some help from the United States in that regard, Ivan?
Well, there is aid promised, at least from the United Nations. And as far as, again, the United Front goes, that opposition movement in Afghanistan, there has been aid coming. A shipment was said to arrive just this week, and the Russian Federation has promised to give aid. The foreign minister says, quote, things are good. So they're quite optimistic now with this new interest that they've gotten from the international community following the terrorist attacks of September 11th.
NPR's Ivan Watson in Dushanbe, the capital of Tajikistan. Thanks very much, Ivan.
Thank you.